I was hungry, so I had a sandwich.
Gotta have a Sammy.
I had a sandwich and sat there and watched Conan O'Brien on Friday night. But I called my best friend Lisa because I'm driving home from NOLA's, and it's after midnight, and about that time I'd already been up 24 hours, almost.
Oh.
And so I'm calling Lisa so I can stay awake.
That's
Lisa,
not good.
Lisa, just talk to me until I get home, because it's like 11, you know, 15 in Kansas City.
Sure it is.
I know.
It's a long weekend, Kimberly. It was a fun weekend, but it was a long weekend. 222-BUZZ, that's the telephone number. TheBreakfastBuzz.com is the website. You can shoot us an email or post a message on the message board. Sunny and 38 today. We got 24 WBZA Rochester. It's 559. All
kinds.
I want to be a cowboy, baby.
Of rock. Next. On 98.9 The Buzz.
It's the 2 Radio.
WBCA HD1 Rochester. All kinds of rock. 98.9 The Buzz.
Well, a Scotsman clad in kilt left the bar.
The Breakfast Buzz.
Kimberly.
What's that doing in the morning show?
And back.
Please tell me this isn't about explosive diarrhea, because we've had it up to here.
This is 98.9 The Buzz.
Gotta be careful, though, Matt Dale.
I don't want to be a product of my environment. I want my environment to be a product of me.
The Breakfast Buzz.
Come in here, let me pour some alcohol on it.
Kimberly and Beck.
It's running rampant among Western New Yorkers.
222 Buzz. This is 98.9 The Buzz.
Everybody in New York City has
adopted a leprechaun.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, he is Kimberly and Beck.
In case you didn't know, it's the 17th day of March 2008, St. Patrick's Day, here on the Big Buzz broadcast at 98.9 The Buzz. She is Kimberly. I am Beck. Pat. Very St. Patty's, wearing a St. Patty's t-shirt.
That's right. Got my Dropkick Murphy's shirt on. Love this day, man.
Of which we're playing right now, by the way.
Indeed.
Where'd you get that t-shirt, Pat?
Hot Topic.
You are so lame.
Why am I lame?
You are such a tool.
Why am I a tool?
Because you're 26 years old going into Hot Topic.
Okay, I didn't buy I Hate My Father clothes and, like, you know, start cutting my wrists or anything like that.
Sure.
I bought a band t-shirt.
Okay.
I'm going to go in there. I'm going to buy something spiky.
Kimberly's
and
way of
tomorrow.
Saying if you go to Hot Topic, you're a freak.
Well,
I mean,
no, I'm saying if you're 26 years old and you're shopping at Hot Topic, you might be a freak.
They have band t-shirts. That's why I go in there. I can't go in there to Walmart and
buy
one.
Right.
You need to get that stuff at JCPenney, good old American company.
Yeah, the shirt's made in Taiwan. Yeah.
Sunny and 38 today. Tonight, cloudy and 25. Rain mixed with snow, 42 on Tuesday. We got 24 degrees from High Falls, North Carolina, UCLA, Memphis, Kansas, number one seeds.
Why do you put Kansas last?
Because I hate them. Can't stand them. I'm just, hopefully your mom's listening this morning and know I discriminate when it comes to Kansas in the Big 12. Nobody in this part of the country has any respect for the Big 12. And if you don't believe me, you just ask Kimberly's mom, Lois.
That's true. My mom lamenting all weekend about how the local paper doesn't carry any stories on KU, how no one, you know, the news, you know, the local news or, you know, the local newspaper, you know, no focus on KU. I said, Mom, we're on the East Coast.
Yeah. Thank you.
We don't live in Missouri anymore. You have to understand the focus of the media here is on the Big East and whatever other teams. I have no idea.
Big Ten.
The Big
Ten. East, Syracuse, the NIT. I mean, yeah. It's the same reason we don't cover the Kansas City Chiefs and we cover the Buffalo Bills.
She really doesn't understand that.
She'll be okay.
She was screaming at the television yesterday.
3 o'clock. I called you early just to make sure your mom was able to watch Kansas and Texas play.
On the big screen.
Had it on ESPN, did you?
Oh, yeah.
She was screaming. Was she happy that Kansas won?
Yes.
She should be happy. They are the number one seed. By the way, Syracuse got an invite to the NIT. They'll meet up with Robert Morris in the opening round tomorrow night in the Dome.
What happened to Syracuse?
Well, there's only so many teams. They were a bubble team, and when they lost to Villanova, Villanova is in. Syracuse is not in. They lost to Villanova in the opening round, and they said that's a play-in game. If they had won that game, there's a possibility they may have made it.
Mm-hmm.